Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gents, turn up the sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana in the GMB product getaway.
Together.
Straight to the groove. Oh, They say I'm crazy. The way you got me open, baby. Ooh. They say I'm bugging. The way I'm time sweating your loving. Ooh. They all sit and wonder why this feeling I cannot hide. It ain't a question of pride.
Baby. Dear ex-lover, I promise I'll stop chasing your memory in my dreams. I'll stop bringing your name up over cups of coffee, muffins, and loneliness. I will marry a man, and I will lay my heart on his chest like red roses on mahogany caskets. And I'll have his daughter, and she'll have eyes reminding me that God still believes in second chances. And if she ever decides to love a woman, I will rub bravery down her spine. I will be reminded of all the times that we loved, like there were expiration dates tattooed on our inner thighs. If she ever comes home with eyelids like cracked Levi's and bruised kneecaps and a heart filled with question marks, I will hold her like my mother never held me. I will clasp her face in my palms like the New Testament on Judgment Day. I'll tell her that love is the passion that allows you to do the right thing, and that no woman can play coaster to a half-empty heart. And if she ever feels as if she is alone, as if she is a hand-me-down pulled up in the depths of mummy closets, I'll remember your name and I'll mumble it under my breath. And if she asks me what I said, I'll tell her, I know what it's like to drag a woman out of a Cold War. And then being too worn to clean up the battlefield that is has made of you. I'll tell her that your heartbeat sounds like gunshells tripping over battle cement. I'll tell her that I know what it's like just to want someone to remember you, and that some women are as foul as expired men in produce aisles, and that apologies are like oxygen masks on a hijacked plane. Forgive yourself before you ever forgive the person sitting next to you. I'll tell her to never regret loving in permanent ink, and that scars only give you stretch marks, something to gossip about, and that hearts and stop signs are fraternal twins lost on open roads and hollow chests. And if my daughter's mirror ever looks unfamiliar and she's too embarrassed and prideful to run into mommy's arms, I pray that she has friends with hearts filled with thousands of fireflies, who are not too cool to pray with her, who will tell her to stop looking for her light at the end of the tunnel and find God in the darkness. If my daughter ever walks in my house like shattered glass, I'll tell her about you. I'll tell her that we hurt like C-section birthing dead babies, and that we cried together, and we prayed together, and we laughed like our smiles were the only ones that mattered in this world. And that we hurt like women, who loved people that did not love us. Dear ex-lover, I hope my daughters never know what a goodbye kiss feels like. I hope she never knows what I'll see you later really means. I hope she never memorizes the dial tone of a last conversation, because a broken heart feels like poison butterflies taking their last flutter in the pit of your stomach. Dear ex-lover, I hope my daughter never bears her soul at a poetry showcase with her first love sitting in the audience, knowing that the hand she'll use to applaud her with will be the same hands that will never hold her again. This poem is called Dear Ex-Lover by one of my favorites, Jasmine Manns. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to Epiphany Radio's King and Queens Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, the mic is truly yours. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's open mic night tonight. Bring your piece, the pieces you've been dying to spit, and we'd love to hear them. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Just make sure you hit that one so that you can be heard. I'm your host, Zwina, a.k.a. Queen Simmons, and I'm joined tonight by my co-host, the king himself, King Atterbury. Good evening, King. How are you tonight?
What's good, Queen? I'm chilling up in the building, you know what I mean? How you feeling tonight?
I am feeling wonderful. I am wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. Before we get started, I just want to give a shout-out to our CEO, For Real Entertainment Network's author Larry Maddox, and Raw Links, Why Be Average When You Can Be Raw. I'm rocking mine tonight, every night. How about you, King?
My joints is always up on the arm sleeves, you know what I mean? Wouldn't be right if it wasn't right. Word.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
No, for real, got that dope shit. You know what I mean? That heavy metal.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Bring that energy level where it need be. Word.
Absolutely. I had a chance to see a full display of Raw Link's one-of-a-kind pieces, everything ranging from precious stones. It's amazing, the material.
Oh, that's what's up.
Shouts out to the boss, man, for sure. Absolutely. Well, King, tonight you're doing it open mic style. Is that right?
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Open the mics up and whatnot. Let everybody get right with the get right. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't wait to hear what people bring when it's just up to you to spit the things that's on your heart. I'd love to hear what the audience has to bring for us tonight. So,
I know that shit going to be fire.
With a poem to yeah, of course. All absolutely. Right. I see that they have a lineup of some of my favorite poets in the audience. Can't all wait to hear what they have to spit. And how about you kick it off for us tonight?
All right, no doubt. This is a piece I titled, Thank You. Excuse the hug, embrace the handshake, this is man-made. Nowadays, my fans wave a banner with the name displayed. Soldier of society, people variety of my poetry. No holographic reality, notice these ancient entities. Forces in life kidding me, watch the door of entry. My mystery is your misery, kaleidoscope delivery. Mixed pieces of puzzles, I hustle from out the rubble. These times of trouble becoming muffled, why even huddle? Other me is double, parallel to what they tell you. Taylor suit, short sleeve, t-shirt, the shoes dirt proof. ATM fresh, the account over 100. Work my ass off, stomach full, I'm never hunching. So many be lunching off soups and tossed salads. Honey sung a ballad, I challenge her king status. Mirage of assumption, thoughts appear from nowhere. Only glares and stares are particles from the atmosphere. Unknown to others of speech, seeking to reach. A fleet that hold commanders in chief that kill a breach. War's on, play the song, written songs, bear arms. Present the charm, ring alarms, where this bond, y'all can't go wrong. King.
Bars, absolutely.
Thank you, appreciate that.
Right.
Yeah, the balance and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Balance and scales and everything when I challenge it. You know what I mean? I just want to give a little shout out. You know what I'm saying? Give a little shout out to two people, you know what I'm saying? My fiancés and whatnot, April and Melanie. You know what I'm saying? I know they listening in and stuff like that, so just want to give them a little shout out.
Congratulations.
I wouldn't go that far, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is, though. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know everybody, so it's all good.
All right. Dope. I like the sound of that. It's always good when everybody's getting along. Absolutely.
Well,
great way to kick it off. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. I guess I should get a piece going to kick it off. What do you think?
Yeah, no doubt. It's only right. You know what I mean? You got something.
All right. I'll spit this piece that I had pulled up here. Let's see. I want to be good for you. I do. I want to love every part of you. Be a salve for your scars. I'd like to gift you the brilliance of stars and to kiss the blues off your shoulders and to share you with the caress of the moon. Be full and new as she and I make an audience where your chest is bare. Yeah, I want to be a team player. I want to do my best to be good for you, like a humble stew, a sip of bitch's brew. I want to compare to a lock of your dear mother's hair. You know, good, exceptional, acceptable, accepted. So much of me requires your proof, and to deserve you, I must be good for you. It feels like nothing less will do. You deserve better. You deserve the softness of rose petals and the presence of jasmine in your oils. You deserve soft kisses on your weary head and a soft bosom to fold onto. A cradle of arms to come home to. You deserve a love that makes you never feel alone too. Alas, here is the bounty of the love you've sown for your own reason. The reaping of a half-assed tilling season. The strangled fruit of a garden unweeded. The bed you made is the one you'll sleep in. But you deserve better. You deserve to be believed, to be kissed with the faith of an eyelash wish. You deserve to be cleaved with the oneness of one skin, that one flesh type love, enveloped deep in the fit like a glove type love. You deserve forgiveness. You deserve better than the rigidness of our shared cynicism. You deserve a love that holds more weight than your indecision, and I'm willing to give everything but up to give it, and I'm trying to be good for you. For the chance to take in every exhalation, for the small piece of peace you can't imagine. You can't begin to comprehend the lengths I'm willing to go to show you that I want to be good for you. I want to be a shiny thing with reflective plastic teeth ever beaming, automaton as shiny as the pedestal I put you on. I want to be effervescent for you, ever pleasant for you, exceptional, acceptable, accepted by you. I do. At least that's a notion that I conceived when I believed that it was possible, until I found myself searching for my own name in a place where it lived without blame. And the last part of me remained tucked away in the closet on the outside of the cosmos to make room for you. And that's that piece.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. Always getting busy in the house. You know what I'm saying? Cats are going to be on fire tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks for that, King. All right. Well, how about we get into this open mic and see what our friends have to share with us today? Our first caller up on the mic is none other than our station Meadows, Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows, our station manager. Good evening, Van. How are you?
Hey, hey, hey. What's going on, family, Poe? I mean, man, you guys came in and Queen Simmons, King Atterbury, King and Queen's Quarters, you guys just setting the bar pretty high for us tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
love
it.
Love it. We missed you, King. We missed you. We understand that you was busy, bro, but you missed a high time, man. It was so good to wrap my arms around Queen Simmons and the rest of the Epiphany family, bro. Man,
I know,
so
man.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. I mean, seeing all the beautiful pictures, man. Y'all looked like y'all was having a great, amazing time. But I had to jump in next time, man. Well-known advance, words.
For sure. It definitely was an amazing time. I cannot begin to tell you how great the vibes were and how much of a pleasure it was to meet my family. You guys are the family. It was like a family reunion. It was so awesome.
Absolutely.
And I wish you could have been there, King. It would have been awesome. Next time.
Hey, man, but you get to redeem yourself, man. Just November, second weekend of November, man. ATL, man. Put it on your calendar, man. Put it on your calendar.
Oh, that's what's up. I'll probably be seeing people way before that time anyway. You know I like to fly
high.
Hey, I know you do, bro. I know you do. And nothing wrong with it.
Nothing at all. Absolutely. Mm. Well, Poetic, tonight, how are you? How are you recovering now that you've gotten back home? I know it was a journey.
Man,
for you.
Listen. I've rested all day today. You know, didn't do too much of anything. I mean, I had to go to grocery shopping, but you know, got to eat, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. You know, I'm recovering well. You know, it's just a great time, man. I had a great time. So I'm recovering real well. I feel great.
That's great to hear. It's great to hear. It's great to have you on the mic tonight. Welcome back. And I
sure
know, well, you know, yes, tonight we're doing an open mic style, so I know we're going to dig in the crates and bring us something excellent to listen to.
Yeah, I wrote something not too long ago for the show tonight.
Ooh, perfect. All right, well, we're going to get out of your way when you're ready. The mic is all yours.
All right. I titled this piece, Thoughts Unimaginable. Baby, I want you to massage my thoughts until my ideas have thoughts. So when I birth a new creation, those melanin lips would have spoken words much stronger than my emotions. Compel me to run through brick walls, because I'll be sliding in and out of your walls when you use cocoa butter to heal my mind's muscles. It was a purest form of coconut oil to anoint me in all the places that you deem worthy to be rubbed. As you use your eyes to search for missing elements, I'm no longer robbed. Or nothing else from my intellectual property can be stolen. Because your kiss has copyrighted, protected all the important data you've touched with your bare hands. You created a brand new Adam, and I'm not like the first or the last. I'm simply a descendant of the purest power in the universe at last. I've met my match. Torn from my rib, and she did more than just snatch. Snatched my soul, licked my thoughts, massaged them until they themselves had ideas. Even when I'm hurting, she peers into my reality and demands no more tears. She uses shea butter to anoint me more and more, while her essence tastes like pure pineapple juice, and I want more. More of her passion to leak all over me, more of her gifts to nurture me, show me the path as she massages my shoulders, using ice-cold words to freeze the doubters. Because I used to doubt, but she thawed. Thawed my unbelief until I realized I was no longer flawed. And when she opens herself up to me, it's like making love in a warm milk coconut bath. And we tear down the walls of any unforgivable essence so we can exist in our presence. Mother Africa looks at her while Mother Earth marvels at her. And Mother Nature? Well, Mother Nature thought she was the only one that could change an environment with storms. Sure. But see, my queen has the ability to bring forth life and make the muscles of my mind lift the heaviest burdens of life. The problems rest upon my shoulders, but so do her legs as I hold her. So she makes sure my muscles recover, because the world has yet to discover, because of the volume of life she gives me, makes me a beast, and I'm not to be messed with, so leave me be. And that's that piece.
All right, bro. All right. Dope piece, my brother. Dope piece. Love the lines and wordplay.
Yes, I'm writing lines over here. Like, oh my gosh, that line where you were like, you created a brand new Adam. What? What?
Oh yeah.
People are fired. That's what I'm talking about. That was dope. Man. That was dope. That's truly.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Oh, man. I want to hear that one again. Okay. All right. Okay. Let me get myself together. Wow. That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you all for having me. Thank you for the speech.
No doubt. You always bless the mic. You know what I mean?
For sure. All right, man. Well, poetic. Thank you for coming through in true poetic form. That was beautiful. Before we let you go, do you want to let us know what you have going on your Tiffany Radio?
Oh, man, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join us, me and J-Rob, the wise son, this coming Thursday for the Get Down. Saturday night, y'all, listen, we're not going to do Let's Talk About It. We're going to bring back Romantic Sensual Saturday, y'all, for another night with your host, yours truly, Poetic. And then on Sunday night, join us in the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Back to you, too.
Excellent. Thank you so much for bringing us up to speed. Ooh, that sounds so romantic.
No.
Yes.
Beautiful line of
right
there.
Definitely be front and center.
Mm-hmm. All right. One love, one mic. Remember, take your socks off, baby.
Baby. One love, one mic. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen, that was poetic. Blessing the mic, and woof, that was dope. Definitely dope.
Yeah, he definitely get busy. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no doubt about that.
For sure. Absolutely. How about we keep this party going and bring in our next caller? It looks like we have someone calling in from area code 615. Area code 615, welcome to the show. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
King Atterbury and Queen Simmons, you have C-34 Music in stereo.
C-34 Music, welcome.
What's going on, bro?
Oh, man, I was enjoying your poetry. I mean... King Atterbury, you kind of remind me of Biggie. I'm just waiting for you to say, who the hell is this paging me at 6:35 in the morning, crackadonia. I'm waiting on that.
I appreciate that comparison, man. No.
Yeah, and Queen Simmons, that Dear Ex-Lover, I mean, that hit hard. I mean, yeah. I was feeling that and the other poem that you just did. And Poetic did his thing, too.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Absolutely. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. I appreciate that.
You're
so
very
much.
Welcome.
Oh, welcome to the show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm happy to be here because I don't usually get the chance to be on your show because I'm doing food delivery and stuff. So usually I'm finishing up getting them dollar bills, y'all.
Oh, I know. Well, gotta get the bag. Gotta get that bag. Well, we're definitely honored to have you take the time out to join us tonight. Tonight we're just doing it open mic style, so I'd love to hear what you've brought because we know you have some dynamic ink over there. We've missed it. But when you're ready. Yeah, but when you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Thank you. I have this piece called The Chase Was Just a Game. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. So why in hell am I chasing you? Think I must climb these ladders for success, dodging these same beer barrels and kegs you got drunk off of at the bar, college, and them house parties? Got me exposing my plumber's crack in every attempt to rescue you from thugs. This damsel in distress thing is futile and so tired. Always going through guerrilla tactics, taking chances, getting injured, falling off scaffolding. I heard through reliable sources you gave your goodies up to Patrick Ewing, Biggie Smalls, Bushwick Bill, and Old Dirty Bastard back in the day. And now you're working on Lil Wayne. Seems like you've downgraded after me. But every time you get in a jam with all these ugly men, you got some nerve to call me for help after being the bucket collecting their DNA. The Bible in Proverbs describes you as a strange woman, getting dollars without making change. I should have known when I met you. The chase was just a game, and I crapped out being played. This was Russian roulette as you took shots at me. But I wear this Kevlar vest as my harness to protect my heart from you while drinking Coors Silver Bullets to deflect the gun smoke from missing your kitty. So as you go see the doctor, I confess this now, as I await the fat lady singing at the opera. She looks like Melissa McCarthy from Mike and Molly, and she helped me solve the problem showing me what you really want to be. An IG model hoe, and so I'm done. And I won't do this Captain Save a Hoe no more. By the way, you might want to make sure you clear up that monkey pox, though. In peace.
Bringing it down, bringing it down.
Okay, you had me at the getting dollars without making change line. All right, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know who that was, but she definitely brought the poison out of your pen, and it was dope. That was dope piece.
I loved it.
Late.
No. Can y'all tell what kind of video game that was?
What kind of video game?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
It's based off a video game, but I flipped it.
You got me.
You got me, too.
Donkey Kong.
Oh.
Donkey Kong. Oh. Okay.
That's a classic right there.
I can see that. I can see that. I felt that in the beginning, but I was getting into where you were going with the person and, you know, the metaphor that you were using. I followed that, but definitely dope the way you put that together. And beautiful, beautiful ink.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming through and taking the time out with us tonight. We really appreciate all that you do.
Thank you for having me. And I mean, I enjoy your show.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
Appreciate
what you got, what you be having going on. You know what I'm saying? You be getting it popping, putting that music out there. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm glad you asked that because it's been about a couple of months since my music studio I entitled Dexter's Lab went down. It was under construction, but I believe sometime this week, it's back in full effect.
Okay. Right. Let me know, man. I'll drop something off to you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Please drop something off to me, both of y'all.
Okay, for sure. Sure. Definitely will. Thank you so much for taking the time with us tonight. One love, yeah. One mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you. Yes.
All right.
Baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was C-34 bringing us some of that heat. Loved it. Loved it for sure. All right, King.
Yeah.
Let's keep this party going. It looks like we have a caller coming in from area code 267. Next up on the mic, area code 267. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the line?
What's up, Queen Simmons and King Atterbury? How you doing?
Hey, LaPearl, I saw you, baby. I saw you.
Yo, I'm still beaming. Oh,
I saw you.
You saw me?
I saw you.
You see me?
I saw you.
Having a ball. For real,
oh,
had
God.
Everybody taking their socks off. It was amazing.
You sure did. I'm trying to tell you, I'm telling you, that is every thought of that this time that I spent with my Epiphany family is like Christmas for me. I'm trying to tell you. It was just beautiful.
It was
so much fun.
Dope.
Oh, my God. Yes. I love y'all, man.
Yes, and y'all tore it down. You tore it down. That's for the, yes, I loved it. I loved it so much.
Oh, you got it in too, girl. I was watching everybody. I know I didn't seem like I was because I was in my own world acting a fool. And yes, I cut up a little bit. Just little
teeny had fun.
But I saw y'all.
Yes.
Yes.
Let the hair down and take your socks off season. That's who we are. That's who we are as a family.
Absolutely. It was awesome, man.
It was. Well, how are you doing? How are you recovering since you've been back?
Child, let me tell you something. I've been asleep off and on all day. I wake up, I go brush my teeth, I go eat something, take some medicine, and lay right back down. Wake up, crochet a little bit, go back to sleep. Wake up. I think I'm sleeping off the what I indulged in.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, it's on me.
Good. That's all I say. Good time.
Yes,
for sure.
And I'm looking forward to many, many more. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. Good to have you back on the line and back on the air. And I know you brought some dope things for us tonight. So open mic.
I brought something. Somebody asked me to write something for them because they've been going through a little something. And I really, really... You know how I am. I'm a big baby when it comes down to people's feelings and shit that they're going through. So I'm like, all right, I got you. They are streaming online, so I hope I did it justice for them.
Wow, that sounds perfect. Okay. Well, we'll get out of the way and let you set that piece. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. This is untitled, y'all. It's a little bit of a heartbreak. All right. You know, love and relationships can be a roller coaster of emotions. And sometimes hearts get broken and shattered within those emotions, whether it's by them or you've done it to yourself. It does happen. And there's no quick fix. There's no quick fix. You just have to learn and grow through it as you go through it. And that's what I use to glue the pieces of my shattered heart back together. And eventually it works. But for now, I'm going through a little something. My everything longs for him, but my heart aches. Because I told myself I was never going to be here ever again. So I wish that I could pack up my heart like a suitcase and just go. Just neatly fold up my feelings of hurt and disappointment and pain and organize them. Oh, wait, wait. You can't organize heartbreak. So I'll say place. Place them in areas they'll fit, like next to my internal tears that only fall down my cheeks in solitude. Because I'm afraid to let them see me cry, or they just might figure out that these tears are shed for them, and it may not matter. Place them in the spot next to the tingles of my skin that I get when I want to believe their feelings of me, their feelings. I want to believe I'm feeling their thoughts of me. I think he thinks of me. Lay those next to the devastation from devastating words that make you feel uncritical, playing over and over in your head because they can't be unheard. Just line the suitcase with the shattered pieces of my heart and lay all of that on top. It's getting tight in the suitcase. But it's crazy because I still feel just a little more space. Because I still love him. And he still doesn't know. And I don't even know how he got here, residing in the aches of my shattered pieces of heartbreak. And that's that piece.
I hope it's like
the
rawness and the truth
back in the
and the wordplay. Oh, man, that was dope.
The line when you were like, oh, wait, wait, you can't organize heartbreak. I was like, oh, snap.
That was dope. That was dope. Dope wordplay.
Live. You know what I'm saying? Live and fly.
Thank you. Thank you. Y'all get me nervous when y'all ask me to write stuff. I'm like, oh, Lord, have mercy.
Your pen.
I want to like.
Thank you.
Definitely is.
Thank you.
You are most welcome. Well, before we let you go, can you let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Okay. Let me see. What am I doing? Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with Rob, the djembe poet, Morrow. And that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. Viatu. I'm playing with a topic right now. I'm still indecisive about it, but I'm definitely going to give you something when you come around. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the erotic love zone. That's you, queen.
I'm coming to the voice
Wednesday,
alone.
So I'm definitely going to be there.
That's
the voices. The voices on the Erotic Love Zone are already perfect for the night. So we'd come through for that alone and can't wait to be there. I'll be front and center.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Hey,
LaPearl. Yeah.
You know it's one day after the full moon. You know what I'm saying?
See, you had it. Oh, Lord. I know. And I'm going to be feeling, Lord.
Yeah, Lord will be in the building.
Understand.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. That means we're getting Lord out of heaven. Is that what that means?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, Lord. Lord coming through. All right. We waiting for you.
Come and spit that piece in a birthday suit. You know what I mean?
Ooh, oh, good.
You should have been at the Zorn this weekend.
Oh, Well, I should have been there going commando.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah,
right for that.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Hey, if you felt like it, I got
right.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, man.
I look forward to watching. I know it's gonna be dope as always. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, definitely,
sure.
Definitely. Thank you.
Sure. Yes. Well, LaPerla Negra, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing that dope piece with us. And I'm not sure who you wrote it for, but I feel like you definitely did it justice. There's definitely
thank
a lot
you.
Of dope lines in that piece that I'm holding on to. So. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
All right. One love and one mic, my love.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Baby, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Epiphany's own LaPerla Negra. Thank you so much for coming through with that dope ink. We always appreciate the love. All right. How about we keep this party going? Looks like we have the next caller coming in from area code 631. I think I know who it is, but area code 631. Welcome to
hey.
King and Queen's Quarters, Mahavi. How are you today?
What's going
good,
on? Hey, what's good, Brody?
I'm chilling. Chilling up in here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, we missed you, Brody.
Yeah, no doubt. Next time I'll be in the motherfucking building and shit, you already know. ATL.
All right. Listen, I got the next time for you. I'll put it in your inbox. Get yourself ready
right.
for November.
No doubt. The earlier the better. You know what I'm saying?
Next time I did it in November, so I said, because we're going to do hoodies, kicks, locks, shades. We're going to do that.
Yes. Okay. All right. That soiree was definitely the bomb. It was definitely a turn up. Oh, it was amazing. Can't wait till the next one. Can't wait. Well, welcome. Yes, indeed. Welcome tonight. How are you doing this evening? How are you recovering?
I'm so tired. But I pictures are popping up all over the place. I'm like, goddamn, what are you? I said, y'all was at it.
Correct.
I was like, little gifts and all this other stuff. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of days, I'm going to have the pictures and the video from the sneaker walk. From mm-hmm. You know, I'm doing my edits. I'm going to start my edits tonight. I need like several naps, like anything else. But I got to do like 20 reels, and then Denaro reminded me that we have the Honey Drippers have the IG live on Thursday, and then we gotta go do that, and then we got a meeting for Atlanta on Wednesday already. It's a little crazy. It's a little crazy. And
oh, wow.
We have War Council. Ha ha.
Yes,
busy,
it
busy, busy.
Is.
Oh, and
absolutely.
Sunday is the Drip Does Stevie Wonder. So yes,
ooh.
All downhill, full speed, running. But
oh,
I make time to come by the King and Queen's Quarters because
we
it's
appreciate
always,
it.
Always
good friends,
always
my friends here, it's up and it's stuck.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much for coming through. You know you're a busy, busy man. Well, tonight we're doing it open mic style, so whatever you have on your heart, just sit. We would love to hear it. Are
right.
you ready? Somebody can do it.
I'm just going to goof off. I'm goofing off today. But let's try it.
Okay. All right.
Just tell me if it's too loud.
Yeah.
Not too loud?
Yes.
How's this? Better?
Yeah.
Is that
better?
All right.
Yes, it's better.
All right. None of these sentiments are thirst statements. These are recognized as facts. To the nigga that has my soulmate, after so many years, you lost it. You ain't never had no skills, but the nigga that gets up and wipes his dick on the curtain, I'm certain. your love language was fuck. Fornication under consent, but you're no king, no good nincompoop, negative nigga who never had any good, never was and wasn't here for the shits, could never heal or be gauze. See, when I pull up, I'm not gonna wait. I smooth with steal every kiss at every opportunity. You develop an immunity to your whackness. The slackness of these kisses are breathless. Float like dandelions, sweet like Kool-Aid. I'm gonna kiss her like I got paid to. Kiss her like the first bass drop on the bridge with hip-hop, cause she's fine like a Maurice White bass line. Better yet, like Louis Johnson. And I bet you to you, none of this makes sense. But for her, I'll say, may I drink you. Cool the parchness of my throat, the way the desperation of desire wishes me to perspire. I rire the feeling of want, as the want of you drives me to my sexy thoughts, which are caught ablaze, purple haze held deep in my lung, inhaled, much like a song sung, because you soothe my soul. And when someone has eaten you into submission, treated you like a favorite meal, folded bed sheets and pillows like napkins and plate, and before I eat, I will bless my food. I will say grace. Before I eat voraciously, getting her juices all over my face reminds me that I am laying next to you between the perfect exhaustion and kiss covering nothing except exertion, perspiration that speaks to a willingness to oneness, digits disappearing in an endearing edible effort, energy enthusiastic as we freak off fantastic. Your tongue teeters tantalizing me. Your mouth is sweet as a sanguinary. All parts you illiteracy, I terribly take my dictionary to make wishes to your pussy fairy. I love fucking you in between, making love that love makes. Tripping and falling in love and easy to take, the steel, the zeal, when I come creates. May I drink you. Cool the parchness of my throat. The wave of desperation desire wakes me into perspire. I wire the feeling of want, as the want of you drives me to sexy.
Yo, that was dope, bro. Real fly, man. You know what I'm saying? You always
come through
with your pieces. Always come through with your pieces, bro. You know what I mean? You always appreciate having come through.
I try.
Queen? Nah, you be doing it, bro. Beast mode. Queen, you there? She must be on mute.
Don't worry about me. I'll get myself together eventually. I'm sorry, but that was too much. I'm like, hot damn. From start to finish, that wipe your dick on the curtain line describes a breed of human being that is perfectly suited for that title. So I know just where you were going with that. But then it turned all the way around, and it went sexy, and it went left, and it went... That was phenomenal. Loved it. Sorry to be on mute in the beginning, but that was absolutely dope.
I try. I put forth.
Yes, you do. Thank you so much for that. That was amazing. Well, before we let you go, do you want to let us know what you have going on? Well, you already did pretty much, but if you...
Yeah, pretty much. Well, tomorrow...
Yes.
Well, Tiffany Brady Universe, but it's all the fam. That's what we got. Everybody on the same page. Everybody's on the same page now. So there's no distance between none of the territories that I run and run with. So that's the whole purpose. And just
absolutely.
Everybody within the sound of my voice know that affirmations and manifestations are real. And the Pippi Radio universe is the squid-eyed, point-blank period. You will be hard-pressed to find the type of energy that we possess. And when I tell you we had a good goddamn time, I done cried. I was happy. J-Rob made me cry like a baby. It's my cousin, my blood. I love him. Everybody was in there. Matter of fact, King, your girl, Queen Simmons, came out, got people just rocked, was up in the joint, rocking with the pieces, rocked. We had the post performance joint, tore it down. Mm-hmm. It was like the hero. When people stand up and they just start, people who've been poets for years doing all kinds of crazy shit was like, God damn, Stradivarius, what? It was just
your
words playing
crazy.
It was nuts.
Yes, oh my gosh, it was so fulfilling.
That,
I enjoyed my time so much.
And
everybody just, I love the way everybody just like blessed one another. It was so much community in that setting. It was, some parts got wild, but it was such amazing. ES family, the Honey Dripper family, and the Epiphany family are all just a bunch of amazing, dope people, and I'm so glad that your vision is coming together the way that it is, and I'm just in love with the unit. I'm in love with the tribe. For sure.
That's true. You're for real funny. Yes, Chief Longwind. I'm just saying, you haven't lived, and you see... Until you see For Real get on the floor.
Right.
You have to live. And long live the Hustle Buck. Long live the Hustle Buck. That's all I got to say. I hope For Real comes over here and tells the story how we caught something in this head. I gotta go. Yo, take me to the mouth. Yo, if you do the piece, he says, hey, I'm supposed to touch myself. Ooh.
Oh, wait till I throw that in the group. Oh, my God.
Nick, I'm telling you, when I talk about wild, bro, it was just off the chain. And it was like anything else. And Danielle was like, she's like, oh, you do smell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hold on now.
Yes.
Hold on.
Yeah.
And she finally got the sneakers. For me, I'm very, very happy. Very, very happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy to be here. No, at least he's a while ago. I swear, when these videos come out, people will be like, what the hell was y'all doing? I'm like, I don't know. I was just there. I don't know.
Like we lived our lives.
We lived our lives in that moment. That moment.
Right.
Our lives were being lived.
Sure. Exactly. Oh my God. So do you have your commercials lined up tonight? Are we good with the? Oh, no commercials tonight? All right.
I wasn't even prepared.
Okay.
Let me do it that way. Five bells, baby. I got no commercial, but say that. That's it. Yeah. That was going to be like, don't be funny, my saying.
Right. All right.
Okay.
Well, we're not going to pin you up for tonight, but we're expecting one next week.
All right. I got to talk about
it.
I'll be back on my commercials.
All right.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was King Drip himself, a.k.a. Mojave. Thank you so much for coming through and blessing the mic. Before we get going, I think it's time to take a little musical break. What do you think, King?
Yeah, no doubt. Let's bring that to full service.
All right, here we go.
They know who we be.
Hello. like folks. Black look like a revolution. Look like a family reunion in the park. Black look like it's a different world. Sound like a crawfish ball in New Orleans. Black folk joke around like Martin and got paintings from JJ in the living room. It sounds strong. Look like sacrifice. It be flowers blooming in the summertime. Black sound like old song. Smell like good food. And it tastes like heart disease. But it feel like maize at Jazz Fest. Black sound like something that hurt, like a hard test. Black sound like skin, like something dark. It look like hair, yeah. Black sound like rough hair and good hair. Look like history, sound spiritual. Black sound like years, like working, like night. Black sound like money. Look like Walmart, like corner stores, like cash register singing. Black sound like 400 years. Smell like Oprah, impactful like Martin. Look like Cicely Tyson, sing like Nina, got an ass like Serena. Feel like broken homes in Section 8. Black smell like crack and collard greens. Sounds motivational, feels like church. Look like big Sunday hats and ribbons.
Smile like your mama, eyes like the sun, beautiful child.
Sound like thick flat swinging and sneaky uncle. Look like Tyler Perry making money. Sound like hating, still frustrating, don't it? Like they don't get it. Like they won't ever get it, huh? Like push the personal feelings of racial injustice so far underneath the carpet that you trip over your own family history. But I love me some black folks. I love the hair grease and the rental fees, the front row seats, the police, the projects, the mustard greens, being late, social security checks, government assistance, bougie, black, looking good, bags of hair, fake press-on nails, rat tail combs, stunning gold jeans, gold teeth, black men and big feet. I love me some black folks. For they are the people that were made from the darkest parts of the sky.
Smile like your mama, eyes like the sun, beautiful child, oh you're the one. Fly like your daddy, make me so happy, beautiful child.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Epiphany Radio's King and Queen's Quarters of For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, you're having an open mic. Bring whatever you have that you'd love to share with us. We'd love to hear it. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. King, how are you holding up this evening? Are you enjoying this poetry as much as I am?
Yeah, I'm good money. I'm ATM fresh right now. Yeah, we're
ATM fresh,
down.
Hey. All right now. I love that. Okay, we're going to keep this ball rolling. Next up on the mic, we have area code 445. Welcome to King and Queen's Corner, area code 445. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, Shannon Abosa, what it do?
Boss man,
what up, King, my brother? What's up, Queen, my sister? Hello.
Hello. Welcome
hello,
to the show.
Hello. Hey,
I saw you, boss man.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't him.
Boss man.
It was someone that looks like me. I'm trying to tell you, I will not be sharing of any stories on this broadcast tonight, Mojave. I will tell you one thing, though, is my back hurts. I don't know what happened.
Your back
my
hurts?
My back hurts, yo.
Yeah.
Shouts out to the boss man's knees. Author Larry Minox has the knees of a man in his early 20s, and I am very, very, very much impressed with your footwork and your huckabuck. It is one. I'm glad we had
that
chance. Thank you very much.
Yes, we all got to do the huckabuck. For those who haven't, your turn will soon be near. It was a very pleasant huckabucking situation.
It
I did have the video,
was.
But when I went to look at it, it was nothing but the floor and the ceiling and stuff like that on it. So.
Hey, living in the moment. Sometimes that happens. I had the same thing happen. I'm going to tell you, because when I got into the huckabuck, all I saw was a phone waving around at a point. So the footage
I'm glad
is
you
not
told
readable.
Me that. I thought it was just me. I forgot I was recording.
No.
I just was like into the huckabuck.
I did too. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Yes, that was amazing.
Yeah,
it
was great time.
It was.
It was a great, great time. Shout out to my brother Mojave and everyone else, you know, involved with that. You know, it was beautiful seeing my brothers and sisters from Epiphany Radio. I mean, seriously, words can't express fully the feeling, you know, and the afterglow.
Yes.
You know, it was beautiful.
Yes.
It was just totally beautiful.
Right, exactly. Oh, man, I really enjoyed that. Yes. Oh. Well, I know we can talk about this all night.
Yeah,
we probably will. But we're going to keep the show moving for those of us who couldn't. Got to wait for the live footage, and keep going with the poetry.
All righty then.
Are you going to? Oh, can we get a reenactment of the piece that you read, or did you bring something different to read?
Hell no. I bought something different. I got enough nastiness to last me a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say something else, but no, what goes down in Philly stays in Philly.
Absolutely.
No, I have something. Okay. I dug something out of my archives that I'm going to do here. I hope I can do it.
Okay.
And I don't think I've ever performed this before. Thank you, love. I don't even know the name of this. Oh, Particles of Light, it's called.
Perfect. The mic is
okay.
All yours.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you. Dim the lights. The axe forgets, but the tree remembers. Over 400 years of bloody pasio. Invited to look back at the aftermath, but I take a pass, though. Grab my pistol, slap a orange motherfucker with my bicho. I use lowercase digits to make small of the races that sits at the Capitol. Dim the lights. Make clay bricks out of horse shit and build a wall around it. Dim the lights. From the White House to the outhouse with politics, I wipe my ass with it. Turds and pointed white robes running it, like diarrhea running down the legs of a constipated government. Huh? Full of shit. With grand plans of making this country great for all of them once again. for only them once again to enslave all the Nubians, to wipe out the melanin from sea to shining sea, America. God's played a prank on thee, devoid of good or brotherhood. I speak of all the bullshit that I've seen. Dim the lights. We are particles of light scattered vicariously amongst the galaxies, shining bright. We are the stars in the darkest skies. We illuminate. We are the colors in the rainbow that mix colors possible. We are that mixture upon the great painter's palette, known as the Most High, the universe. We are verses in his song, verses sang in high notes. We reverberate. Vibrate, we be electrified, we treble, we bass, we be the horns in a jazz composition, we be fusion, we be fashion art, we be invention, we be the cotton gin, we be never picking that shit by hand again, we be the telephone, Bell be falsely praised for something he never made, he ain't invent shit, he stole Watts's gift, answer your cell phone, I just called you. I be on your answering machine. I be there letting you know that we are particles of light scattered vicariously amongst the galaxy, shining bright. We be brown, chocolate, mahogany, charcoal, yellow like honey. We be of various shades of hues. We are handsome. We are beautiful. And we be origin. Be here since the beginning. Hated by the hater. Tossed out of Eden. That snake that slivers. Europeans were created in that image. What color were cavemen? Aliens are allergic to white people. So they left here and moved to Uranus. Bigfoot is just another American Indian that wants to be left alone. Indigenous to this land who now live on reservations. The Loch Ness Monster is a tale. I tell you that orange people are real. Check out Capitol Hill. Trump is a card that's pulled when you run out of options. It's also an oxymoron. A trumpet gets played when you blow on it. But a pit is a ditch that orange people get thrown in after a bullet gets blown through it. Get it? If you got it, can you dig it? Riddle me this. Why is there a thin line between love and hate? Love is invisible, but you can see hate. What the fuck is a Kardashian? I tell you, it's a monster that swallows up black men. We are addition and subtraction. We are problems unsolved. Why can't we be the solution resolved? We are particles of light scattered vicariously amongst the galaxies. Shining bright, we be light, we be dark. We be the lightest, we be the darkest, we be black, we be the blackest, and we will be the motherfuckers left here when there is nothing else left here, or when these motherfuckers leave their conquest to take over the moon to escape the big boom, their created mess, creating wars. Now you're running from the missiles aimed at those devils protected. We be the missiles, and we will still be where we are the misunderstood. They cannot understand us, why we are not dead yet, why we still stand. We are the pig Latin rubbed. Who's rubbed Aladdin's lamp? Who rubbed that shit? Who turned off the light? We are the light in darkness. They move about on horses through gardens seeking burned and crosses. We are not the lost tribe. The universe knows where we are by the dozens. Hundreds and thousands. We are the million counted. All are called, but just a few are chosen. We are particles of light scattered vicariously amongst the galaxies, shining bright. We be light. We be dark. We be the lightest. We be the darkest. We be black. We be the blackest. We be particles of light, and we shine black. Dim the lights. The axe forgets, but the tree remembers. Over 400 years of a bloody past, yo. Invited to look back at the aftermath. I take a pass, though. Grab my pistol, slap an orange motherfucker with my beach, yo. Use lowercase digits to make small of the races that sits at the Capitol. Dim the lights. Make clay bricks out of horse shit and build a wall around it. Dim the lights from the White House to the outhouse with it. Fuck politics. I'll wipe my ass with it. For real. in peace.
No. What?
That was definitely flawed.
Yeah.
Floss moment. You know what I mean? Flossing out there. I know you got
that
some bracelets
took my
on.
baby.
Took my breath away.
Know
I'm sorry.
Thank
Wait,
you.
No.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah.
Slow down. I wish I could just take the time to just. That was absolutely amazing. That was dope. For real. That was truly dope. Particles of light. Down. Oh,
yeah.
See all the colors in the rainbow that make color possible. I know that's right. I'm trying to pick the 10 lines that you had in that piece and how powerful each of them were. And I'm just like, that piece was amazing. It was delivered absolutely perfect. You killed that. Oh, man.
Found
it. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And you said that was your first time spitting that piece?
Yeah. I have it as a track, but I never spit it.
Mm.
Yeah. If I find that track,
that's
I'll share it with y'all.
Definitely do. I'd appreciate it if you would, definitely. Oh, that was perfect. I want my children to hear that.
Let me ask you this.
Hmm.
What the fuck is a Kardashian?
I was wondering the same thing.
It's a monster that swallows up black men. I tell you.
That is true. Fuck you, Butch. Okay. Every line. That was amazing piece.
Yeah.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, love.
Thank you so much for bringing that piece to the mic with us tonight. And thank you so much for coming through. We always appreciate the love and the inspiration. You definitely inspired me. Thank you so much for that thoughts, man.
You got it, sis. My brother, one in love, y'all. One in love.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Take your socks off.
Baby. Yeah.
Baby. Mm-hmm. All right. Now.
One love, y'all.
Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen, that was none other than the CEO of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet, a capital T, absolutely. Awesome, man, thank you so much for coming through and sharing that piece. Definitely inspiring stuff. Thank you. Oh, man, King, can't believe that.
Yeah, that was definitely fly.
Absolutely. How about we keep this party going? Can you take any more? I don't know what else we can handle right now. Let me take a look here. We have a caller coming in from area code 506. Area code 506, who do we have on the line with us tonight?
Hi, it's Lady A, Andrea.
Lady A, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for calling in. How are you tonight?
Not too bad. How about you? Spent the day on the beach, so it can't get any better than that for me.
Oh, wow. Definitely a great way to spend the summer day.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful to hear your voice.
That last piece that For Real did, that was pretty amazing. I was
absolutely
quite moved by it, and so many things run through my mind when I hear pieces like that, and one of the things that runs through my mind is belonging, to belong even under the bad circumstances, you know, from the very beginning of the arrival of your people on the American continent, North American continent. But belonging to a group of people is something that... although I don't feel like I belong to a group of people, but to be able to belong to a group of people like that, like you have, your people, I think it's amazing. It must be a oneness like no other, and I envy that. It's really, really, really so.
It takes a lot of work, and we appreciate that. And I love when pieces like that remind us of how important that is,
Yes.
Oh,
Community is absolutely important. Community is so important. It definitely is. But Pharrell did kill that piece. He absolutely...
Amazing.
Know what to say. I'm blown away. Absolutely blown away.
Yeah.
But it's definitely inspiring.
And, I have to say this, if I may, is that part of it makes me feel ashamed, too, because of the history. To be, an ancestor in ways. I mean, my family ancestry is not from the South or from slaveholders or anything like that. But to be white, it makes me feel shame that those kinds of things happen and continue to happen today.
Yeah.
So
I just
that there too.
Well, I appreciate the sentiment.
I have blinders on because I guess I was brought up in our country too. It's different than the United States, and I was brought up a different way where we had a multicultural community and everybody was treated the same. And so a lot of this is not new to me, but it touches me in a more personal manner, I guess, because I know some of you. And and it's I guess I want to say to not everyone with my shade of skin feels like the ones that are still giving grief to the black community.
We love you too, Lady A. I believe that sentiment is felt. Like, we understand that we can't undo what has been done.
No.
You can't blame someone that isn't responsible, but healing starts from having honest conversations.
Love can only love itself, you know what I'm saying? So hate can only embrace itself. So that's how you gotta live in this society right now. Love yourself and allow love to love itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Living love.
It really what it's all about. It really is. It's all, if people could just get a hold of it, We almost had it years ago when King was there, and I just, that reverberates with my senses all the time when you had people that, called out to others and they came together by the thousands, and we almost did it. Society was almost, almost there, So anyways, I'm off my soapbox now. I just wanted to know how I felt.
It's definitely a safe space, and we appreciate how, bringing that conversation to. I would love to have more time to go into that deeper, and I know there's other people on the line that would love to share in that conversation.
Yeah, I don't want to take it.
Come through tomorrow night. Like, War Council, we have on War Council night tomorrow, they have a lot of open conversations about things of this nature. So that's on Tuesday night. Well, when my hobby schedules them. But, join in those conversations too. You're welcome, my boy.
Thank you so much.
Well, no problem. But tonight, we're doing open mic, and I know that your emotions are expressed through your poetry, and I love the way that you do that. I'd love to hear some of that tonight. Do you have a piece that you'd like to share with us? The mic is yours.
Yeah, I wrote this about 9 days ago, and it's called Silent, So His Skin, excuse me, Silent, So His Sin He Hides. In his room alone, he finds new joy in appendage grown. Silent, so his sin he hides. Release, he holds his need to cry. No one knows the secret, erotic pleasure he creates. Mind and hand in sync as girls traverse his sexual kink. Facial grimace with each stroke heightened, lust rules this rogue. Silent, so his sin he hides. Release, he holds his need to cry. She asked him to her room one night. He was filled with delight. Explore her body, he did not do. Disappointment then ensued. Each girl asked if he enjoyed the pleasures on him bestowed. Silent, so his sin he hides. Release, he holds his need to cry. Of course, he claims. He knows his voice is a muted chain. The scream echoes soundlessly. Edvard Munch packed a punch. He saw her from across the room, a league beyond what he'd known. Silent, so his sin he hides. Release, he holds his need to cry. She, with wings upon her feet. She knows in life there's no repeats. Smitten, like never before, he followed her off the dance floor. Male moans are such a turn-on. I be in my head like, finish him. Silent, so his sin he hides. Release, he holds his need to cry. Touching herself, she showed him how to pleasure her. Demands it now. He watched, learned, unleashed his dreams. Moans escaped from mouth and tongue. Freedom to release his sin. He cried out loud as she finished him. End poem.
Wow.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's
up. That first line where you said finish him. Can you give that line back to me once more?
The last one I just read, you mean?
No, the previous one when you said it.
Okay. Male moans are such a turn on. I be in my head like, finish him.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, man, that was amazing. I love your work. I really do.
Oh, thank you. That is...
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for bringing that piece to us tonight. It was. And thank you for coming through tonight. We appreciate the conversation, and we appreciate you coming and bringing that beautiful piece. All right.
Yeah.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. One love, one mic.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, that was one of our Canadian favorite poets. Lady A, thank you so much for coming through tonight. We appreciate all of the love. All right, King, how are you holding up?
What up? No, I'm here.
Okay, that's good to hear. I'm glad that you're still hanging in there with me. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening online, we're fast approaching the hour of 11 o'clock. The Blog Talk Lady does not take no for an answer. So if you'd like to join us, call-in number is 319-527-6300. So make sure you hit that one so you can take the mic and share with us. The vibe is open mic. Bring us whatever you love to spit. Great. King.
Yeah.
You have another piece you'd like to share?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. You know what I'm saying? You caught me off guard and when I, you know what I'm saying, I was over here meditating and when I, you know what I mean?
You were meditating.
I'm listening and meditating on that. That's what I do. You know what I mean? Shit.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, this piece is titled Double Wires. No barriers, open disclosure. No barriers, open disclosure. Memorandum in the folder. The finisher, the closer, automatic body motor. Antics beyond standards, manners with no filter. Different type of thriller, no monkey business, gorilla. The conscious representative, give a unclaimed energy. Two for one special, bring vibes within our trilogy. Making our own history differently, I'm the winter tree. No leaves, I only breathe and breathe off her telepathy. Living life with future wives, it's wrong, they feel it's right. Another height inside of good mornings, also a heaven night. Jealousy better be feet under the earth realm. Beautiful fiance is overwhelmed when I'm at the helm. Compass with compassion, built solid man from Manhattan, making things happen like a captain, controlling action. Love inside the same lane, together as one mainframe. Connectivity, a trinity, releasing whatever's untamed. King.
Ooh. Whatever's untamed. I know that's right.
Yeah, you got us, huh?
Come on, tell me about it. I love to hear it.
Nah, I was just saying, you know, I just wrote it, so it was kind of like, you know, fresh off the brain on that. So, excuse my mess up here and there. But, thank you, though.
Definitely was tight. I love that. What's up?
Appreciate
Thank
that.
you.
All right, let's see.
I know you got another piece in the chamber.
Do I have another piece?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Yes, I could pull. Let's see what I have.
I caught you off guard. I caught myself off guard. How about that?
Yeah, how about that, please? You know what I mean?
All right. Let's see.
Mike is yours.
All right. I had a piece that I wanted. Okay, let's see. All right, I'll do this one. You are a beautiful excuse, a reluctant encouragement of words, a turn from mood indigo to a violent violet, cutting across night's bare black chest like lightning. Exciting. You gave me something to expect, to accept in return for taking a blind next step. Yes, you paved a way laid in the fragrant scent of possible with its notes of woulds and coulds. When a sapio gets sexual, it's a different kind of good, and you're good. Mahogany hulk with words delicate as baby swallows, saccharine and heady as honeysuckle heavy with promise like low-hanging fruit, an excuse not to wait for forever, not to reach for better, promises and prose leaving me a meter wide open, fat with satisfaction, and though I know our interaction is a distraction from the conflict of my own existence, I want more. That's what I ask the universe for, more than just a date or a place to wait as I accept my fate, relegate it to a solid state. I want more, not to love myself, trust myself, explore the nuances of being objective without being the object of someone's affection. I want more. But the flip side of this is that a lifetime exists where I get to suckle on your neck, lay wet pecks on your chest, and sip your bottom lip. A lifetime exists where you'd be nipping my earlobes, embracing my waist, kissing the thick of my hip, and I want more. I want more. I want to draw you closer in slow inches where we explore the unbearable lightness of just being, a marriage of sensation and senses, a tangle of promises and sweat-stained sheets. A lifetime exists where we take slow tokes and deep strokes, where we be grown folks with longing throats drinking deep from each other's need for more. In slow, deep inches. A lifetime exists where you lick patterns into the shivers that run down my spine, punctuating it with a bite on my behind. A lifetime exists where we mince bodies but not words. An imagined interaction, a beautiful distraction. The meantime for the passion that bruises me purple, a pool of blue to plunge into. A beautiful excuse to be loosed of my clothes and my mind. A beautiful reason to get lost in the meantime. A mess. Peace.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. See, I know you had something in the royal chamber. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's peace. That's peace.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. True facts.
Right. How about we spin the block and see what some of our favorite poets who are still hanging out with us have to.
Indeed. Let them in. Bring them out.
Right.
Bring them out.
As a matter of fact, while we have him and his beautiful words, our favorite station manager, Poetic, sir, are you still with us?
I am definitely still here. Absolutely.
All right. That's what's up.
Great to hear. All right. Do you have another poem that you'd like to share with us tonight?
Yes, I have another one that I can share.
Okay, the mic is all yours.
All right, one second. All right, this piece is called Skin, Lips, and strokes. I want to write poems on your skin with my lips and recite it with my strokes. Just like wine is bottled poetry that is to be popped and poured with care and word wizardry. See, our sip of white or red has enough power in the grapes to be misled. But our sips, as the glass touches our lips, allow me to use your skin as the outlet for my ink flowing from my pen, as I trace each layer with my words and watch your muscles react to my verbs. I clearly wish to use my lips to further create this movement of seducing pleasure as my poem permeates within your soul, as you lose control, rhythmically shaken to the soothing style of how my lips write upon your skin. And my strokes, my God, my strokes remind me of how we win, together with unraveled and unbridled passion as I use your skin for my lips' sin. And the recital within the heartbeat of my strokes makes you and I become one with all hopes that dreams truly do come true for me and you. Now, I want to write poems on your skin with my lips and recite it with my strokes. Can you handle the way I desire you, the way I want you, the way I need you, or the way I crave you? That's that piece.
No, it's the way that you kind of ground out those last few lines that made it so, so sexy. But that was definitely...
Ooh, you know that nigga chain game be crazy.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Wow. Okay.
Welcome, brother. Thank you.
Definitely crazy doping. Oh, man. I appreciate that. Oh, my gosh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, do you mind giving us a rundown of the shows coming up on Epiphany Radio? All right, perfect.
It'll be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night with Mojave and the War Council. Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night is Romantic Sensual Saturday. Come on, be romantic and sensual. Sunday night's the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. And then Monday night, y'all, next Monday night, we'll be right back in here for another edition of King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Back to you.
Baby.
Take your sack off.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you so much for blessing the mic again, folks. We appreciate
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Thank you.
One love, one mic. Oh, man. Poetic knows how to do a sensual poem, I tell you. I remember that.
Yeah, you definitely not throwing them shits in the air.
Yes. And, that was definitely dope. Definitely dope. Poetic, thank you so much for blessing the mic. We appreciate you always. Thank you for that rundown.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah. How about
we got 646 calling in.
646? Okay, let's see who we have on the line. Area code 646?
I think I know who that is.
Good evening. How y'all doing tonight?
Good evening, J. Rob, the Wise Son. Welcome.
What's going on, bro?
King and Queen's Quarters.
Peace, King. It's good to hear your voice, bro. Queen, very, very, very humbling to meet you in person and to finally be able to lay some eyes upon a blessing.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure meeting you as well. Oh, man. I can't say enough, but it was such a great pleasure meeting you, and it was a pleasure being in the room with so many great, great poets, such great energy. Thank you so much.
Very humbling being around all of y'all. That was a really good time, the jokes and just being able to say hello to people in the flesh. That was really, really awesome.
Yes, it was. I feel like part of the family now. I've been there.
Always been part of family.
Well, I was been asking everybody who came through, how's the recovery going since you've been back home? Has it been big adjustments? Everyone's
cool.
Having a lot of fun.
Because I left the event and went straight to work. So.
Oh, wow.
I was just in grind mode and then came home and crashed and started to grind again this morning. So I'm pretty cool.
And then,
some Gatorade and some energy water. And I'm pretty cool.
Okay. And you still made time to come through and bless the king and queen's quarters. So we are definitely, definitely thankful to have you here. And I appreciate you taking the time out to come through and bless the mic for sure.
I caught it when Pharrell was spitting his piece, and it brought me back. It's hard to have the conversation because I know when you have a certain age, at times there are people who may be younger than you that's like that happened in the past. But as I tried to explain to a white lady at work, a gigantic rock hit the river of humanity, and the people that got hit with the rock are still swimming their way out of it, but the ripples in the water are still being enjoyed by the people who created the rock in the first place. So while you were not a direct result of the wave, you've been riding the wave since the rock hit the water.
That part.
And unfortunately,
very well
we've
said.
Been trying to come out of that. And listening to Pharrell's part, it brought me back to when I was a kid, because I remember being in Virginia with my dad, and my dad took me to an old school shoe store called Buster Brown's. Buster Brown's was that joint, but my father, the lady had me try on a pair of shoes that didn't fit, and me being a kid not paying attention, well, the shoes didn't fit, and Pop said, well, go someplace else. And the lady, Caucasian, yeah, she threw the shoes in the garbage after I tried them on.
Oh,
wow.
And she wasn't trying to hide it. She just threw the shoes in the garbage. And I just stopped and stared. And my dad was a pretty big dude, God rest his soul. He took that gigantic meat hook of a hand, and he covered my eyes and just turned my head and said, let's go. And I was just like, but Dad, why did she throw the shoes in the garbage? And it hurt him to try to have that conversation with me. I could see it in his face, and he just let it go. And we never talked about it again until I was in my 20s, I think. And at which time he was like, that hurt him to see that. And had I not been there with him, it would have been a different conversation, because he would have said a whole lot more. But it hurt him to see his son witness what he used to have to go through all the time as a kid in Virginia, because my dad was born in 1939 during Jim Crow. So there were times when he had to stand in the street while white women walked by. He had to stand against a wall when white men walked by. He had to accept being called boy or nigger, which got him to the point where, he told me and my brothers he hated the word, because that's the only way that people used to address him and his brothers when they were kids. And if they wanted, they didn't address him by his name until he got older and taller, but they always called him and his brothers nigger. And he's like, we're a lot of things, but that's not us, and you and your brothers should never do that.
Right.
So
I totally understand.
Consciousness kicks in, and that's what happens. For real, peace brought a lot of that back.
For sure. It definitely did. Purpose of it all.
Pardon me for
definitely
being long-winded.
Fun.
It was just a
blah, so good.
Listen, I feel like we're piecing together. It brought about inspiration, a conversation that we should explore poetically and even in, you know, platforms like this. We should talk about it more. We should observe the history of what has happened so that we don't keep making the same poor choices as a community.
you know, the elders like yourself come through, and you know, you take. We should be sitting at your feet and learning what you have told. You know, those experiences that you faced, because that wasn't. You're still here to tell them. So it's not like this is some far off history that was separated from. This is, you know, I totally understand. So whenever you have something that you love to come through and talk about, we are here for it. You know, we learn it.
I appreciate that. when I turn 60, I'm gonna have some stories to tell.
Can't wait.
Right now, I'm gonna enjoy this decade.
I totally understand.
No, that's right.
Definitely do that. No, take every day, live life. For sure.
This piece was
thank
absolutely
you,
awesome.
It was. But I know that you brought something wonderful for us to listen to as well. You have that queued up for us?
I got something. I couldn't let Van come in your show and talk about stuff and not come back and follow it up. We'll be an ineffective tandem, so I brought something to compliment where my brother just left off.
Okay. So DSP to offset the LSP. I understand.
Yeah.
I get it. I got you.
Yeah, look, that's still my man. Like LSP, DSP is still my man.
So we understand.
Hilarious.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
When you're ready, my dear, the mic is all yours.
Excellent. This piece is called Writing. I, too, want to write. I want to write poems on your skin, starting with my bottom lip. Then I want my lips to raise goosebumps on your skin like Braille that will read like the most romantic thing that has never been spoken. I want to write on your skin, and I want your skin to respond to my every command as I demand that all of your hairs begin to stand up and beg for the same attention that I'm in with this devilish grin, because I so love your skin. Because they want to be pulled on, like the strands that grace your mane. Let the tip of my tongue drive you insane by name and tame all that makes you want this while driving you completely neurotically insane. I mean, let me lick and breathe on your back and tongue tap your spine until you begin to quiver, shake, quake, pull your hair until I slide in stiffly as your back just might break from the exertion that you push forward. Let me spell my name with my tongue in the palm of your hand while slowly and softly sucking on your fingers. I want you to whisper out loud every letter, staring at me while I wetly write into your skin, turning us both on like long-lost oral lovers. Then whisper every word, as if this is against the law to turn you on this much with such a soft touch, and then command that you openly receive me. Let me convince your skin that this is the best for both of you. I'm so into you. I just want to taste you like a needle into a 45 record. Find the groove in you to make you move and to move with you while I whisper to you some naughty shit to you, nibble in your ear so I can move with you until our mutual moans sound like music to you. And that's when you begin to realize that I'm not just talking shit to your skin. So you may not hear this because my lips are on your skin like a baby face lyric mouthing with hot breath verbatim. This is for the cold in you, for the things you do. I just want to drool all over you, lick that off of you, and write again cursive along your spine and say out loud how bad I might want to do something naughty to you. And I swear that I can do all of this if you just let me write poems on your skin with my lips. And that's that piece.
All right. That's what's up.
That was
yeah.
That was sexy. That was sexy and seductive and
sky high.
Jeez. That was amazing, J-Rod.
I
oh
appreciate
my gosh.
You.
You're so welcome.
Wow. I appreciate y'all. Thank you. That's the updated version of something that Van and I put together for our show a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, I remember.
Humbled that y'all enjoyed that. That's dope.
Your prompts are always, they challenge me sometimes. And I can't show up to school without my homework, so I'm working on it. But I have some pieces that I'm trying to keep up with you guys. You guys definitely push the best out of me. And I'll be there for it. Let us know what's going on this week, as a matter of fact. Can you give us a rundown on what?
It wouldn't be fair to not challenge each other poetically.
Really?
Because I'm a firm believer, and I'm sure Van would agree with me on this, where we want to see poets write their best work. And when you think about it, none of us have written our best work yet. And we write great material. But we haven't written our best material. And I want to help someone get there. Just as much as every single one of you who visit the Get Down or compliment the pieces I might leave on one of my pages, that's inspiration to stretch it a little bit further. And Van and I really want people to grab a hold of some of the stuff that we're talking about regularly. And I just hope that it inspires people to want to figure out how we can help them or how they can inspire us more to do something better, because I just want to write good stuff, and I'm just hoping that people can gravitate to where we're trying to take it. So
absolutely.
We got some subjects that we're going to be working on.
Okay.
We got some oh, my God. In the coming weeks? Yeah. Whew, my God. We've got some stuff. I mean, we want to touch on social issues. We just did the wedding vows. I think we're going to do, and Bam, don't hurt me if I get it wrong, where it says, God didn't answer my poetic prayers.
God answers your poetic prayers. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's heavy. Ooh. Thank you. Let me get that written down so I can work on a piece of
paper. That came up because we've all been in romantic situations, and speaking from personal experience, I asked God a couple of times, especially when I was head over heels in love, and was like, please, can I keep her? It didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, show me what I did wrong so I can stop making these mistakes, man, because it's just me and my roaches in my house, and I could really use some company. But, you know, you just want to, hopefully somebody will gravitate to that from personal experience and say, you know what, I remember when I asked God for the same thing and that prayer wasn't answered. But then again, look at it like this. Did God answer your prayer and you missed the signs? Did he answer your prayer and you messed up the gift? Thinking that he didn't answer the prayer. So this one, we can take that.
Okay, that.
I don't know what that song is, but that song is dope.
We're going into the overflow. It could reach the 11 o'clock hour. That's what that means. Sorry about that. But yes, I totally see where you're coming from.
So
you said the prompt is God works on my poetic prayers.
God didn't answer my poetic prayer.
God didn't answer my poetic prayer. I have ideas.
I'll tweak that with Van, and we'll have a flyer for everybody by tomorrow, and then we'll make this pop. But we're along that vein. But there's some stuff coming up. I hope and pray y'all can make it, because there's some stuff coming up on the Get Down that y'all are just going to enjoy to no end.
Okay, I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight, J-Rob. We appreciate you always. King?
Thank you for having me, beloved. King, thank you for having me as well. King?
All right, J-Rob. Thank you so much. He made a call asleep on me. I'm not sure.
My mic was muted when I... I'm pulling a
Dwayne
right now.
Oh, wow. Throw me
so
under the bus.
Wow.
Thank you.
Under the bus.
Wow.
See what I have to deal with?
Wow. All you heard was da-dum, da-dum. Da-dum, da-dum.
As the bus rolls over my body. Just.
Yep. Wow.
Okay.
Nah, that's my girl, yo. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yes, she is.
You can
tell by the tire marks you left on her. You can definitely tell by the tire marks you left on her back. Da-dum. I was like, wow. My man.
So we have to put up with her here. That's how we're getting treated tonight.
That's my girl. I can do that in Resurrector. You know what I mean?
He said in Resurrector. He is truly a king. He is truly a king. I could resurrect it. Go ahead, Ramses.
The risen. No.
I don't know. I'm qualifying as one.
That
well,
is J-Rob. Hilarious. Y'all have a fantastic night, and thank you for having me.
No doubt,
you as
brother.
Well. Thank you, J-Rob.
Yo,
one love,
night.
One mic.
One love and one mic, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was J-Rob, the wise son, Epiphany's own. Looking forward to hearing from him on the Get Down. Looking forward to that flyer. It's going to go up soon. All
yeah.
right, King. We've reached 11:03. What do you have in store for tonight? What do you think we should go from here?
Hey, bring them all in. Speed round?
Speed round?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see who's up for a speed round. All right. Poetic. Hey, Poetic.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yo.
You up for
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay. All right. La Perla Negra, are you down for the speed round?
I'm here, yeah.
All right. So it'll be Poetic, then La Perla Negra. Next up, we're going to have For Real. For Real, are you up for the speed round?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then. Okay, perfect. And after For Real, it's going to be Lady A. Are you down?
Sure.
Yep. Okay. J-Rob, the wise son. Are you up for a speed round?
Yeah, put me in, coach.
Okay. All right, perfect. And then after J-Rob, we're going to go with King and I'll close it out for it. So, ladies and gentlemen, speed round begins. Poetic, mic is yours.
Somewhere romance has a sound of I love you. Closing in on the heat in the heart just enough to be hopeless and it's true. The rhythmic cadence is enough to excite, beating so loudly with each beat that it's just right. Giving way to a ball of emotions to be slam dunked has me looking around to see if I'm being punked. While this romantic sound is crashing against the walls of my doubt, slowly eroding away at the stain of hurt and pain that is about it. About to play the chords of the guitar while she was strumming the pain because that sound of how she spars. So her romance is amazing. And this amazing sound, humbling enough to push me down to the ground as I hear it bellowing inside my eardrums. So loudly every part of me hums. I feel the radiating calmness of romance's vocals screaming throughout my nerves like never-ending sequels. As this roller coaster roars of romance rides voraciously through my amusement park of emotions, there's a small chance that I'm smiling on the inside with joy showing on the outside, all because I heard romance's voice in the depth of my ventricles and it left me no choice. And that's that piece.
Oh,
the Perla Negra.
All right. Let's see. I laid my love as a canvas, paintbrush and all, because I knew that I was the art. But he made me feel like loving me is a losing game, and his vision turned dark. So I walked away keeping what remained of my love, my sanity, and my heart. Now this is my shedding season, no longer my shading season for shadows to hover and cover. I am no longer looking at paint, because I finally said goodbye to my trauma. So my scars are indeed beauty marks. I found patience with me, and my sacred awakening gave me room to move out of dead space. I accept myself completely here and now, and consciously everything I experience. I feel, I think, I say, and do as a necessary part of my awakening. Lost my place. Wait a minute. My stretch marks tell a story of an abstract art. Since I tell you this, it's because I know that your interpretation is selfless when we are together, and I trust you enough to allow you in close enough to read them. Because I know that you understand that my sex is worship, and you won't abuse it. I tell you this, it's because I feel my heart is safe with you and my peace won't be broken by the shattered pieces of a broken heart. I tell you this, when we're together, it's because you have given me the sun and the rays my soul exudes are an extension of your spirit connected with mine. So if I tell you all of this, just know that I'll never once trip after I meet you, and because I've fallen, and I know you have hands strong enough to catch my heart, and that's that piece.
No, for real.
Friction. I wish I had someone to write this to, when problems rise and sleep becomes impossible. I need someone to bear my soul to, someone to talk to when holding my resolve that I truly want to do. Thoughts come repetitive, haunted by this life that I once lived. All these unwanted echoes and echoes and echoes of despair bouncing profusely, ricocheting through my head, stressed. The loss of hair, stumbling, fumbling, fucking with my diction. An action scene unwanted, swirling fast and furiously, disturbing what's left of my reality, taunting me, mouth stoically shut, unable to speak, knowing full well that spoken word would free me. Friction. I need someone to rub up against, soft and feminine, fingers brushing, tracing, leaving heated trails along places touched. I need to be scratched. Like that. Red painted nails. What the hell against my back? Something fat to smack. That jiggles and bounces back like that. Friction. Something to bring down the swelling caused by this erection. Lord knows I need her to flip over, ready to share this combustion, plant these seeds in her garden, mowing her lawn. There's a lot of moaning going on, frantically, and I love the sound of it. It's enticing, mentally enhances what moves I make when I'm moving physically. Top of me, I need her to ride me, stretched across me, stretching me, friction. Elongated I be, closed eyes, enjoying the ecstasy, the build-up, the momentum from her inside. She feels me, the friction. Yeah, like that. Licking the sweat off of my back, juggling her breasts rhythmically, both hands while humming in her ears. She likes it like that.
someone to bear my soul to, someone just to talk to take my mind off circumstance. I get freaking nervous every time somebody coughs. This world's polluted by COVID shit. I want to take this fucking mask off. I need a distraction, someone to rub up against. Lord, I need some friction. For real.
Lady A.
There were no other children for Bruno to play with. Loneliness compelled him to investigate outside. Behind the bushes and hidden by trees was a fence of barbed wire. With wide eyes, he saw a boy in striped pajamas working instead of attending school. Who is this little boy? The one in the striped pajamas. Watching each day, this boy never played. He worked loading debris from one place to another, a tiny frame pushed a wheelbarrow in sunshine and in rain. This boy in the striped pajamas. Childish innocence allowed friendship to bloom. No barriers or prejudice tarnished their charm. Bruno and Shmuel, oblivious to the dangers around them, forged towards each day when Bruno visited. He would bring Shmuel food, this boy in the striped pajamas. Secrets told as life unfolds for the boy in the striped pajamas, Bruno's best friend in a world that will end. Under the fence, he joined Shmuel, and hence, he too wore the same striped pajamas. Whistles blow, dogs bark, people moan. Together, they march to the showers, hand in hand, their friendship profound, into the cement room which became their tomb. One Christian, one Jew, clung to each other, hands glued. Cyanide dropped from ceiling vents on top of the boys in the striped pajamas.
Wow.
And peace.
Amazing. J. Rob.
We speak in the language of performed words. And even though life is tough, we try unraveling the continuous conundrum of, are we good enough? We dance vocally on asphalt stages as we surreate appellations toward midnight skies, as we take deep breaths of fickle fate and exhale our fears. We spit. This in a foreign language that very few will be cognizant of or demand. As poetic libations are poured over sirene-pierced ears, we tell stories. In rhythmical composition over the tapestry of time, one word at a time, feeling aside as to how we abide and divide our time in between poetic ink drops that make masterpieces possible. We speak in the language of today's hip-hop linguistics with bebop rhythms that were once ragtime tunes before its maturation, that allow soft winds to bellow out of basement speakers, because each piece in it is an extension of our expression as to how we delve into a world made up of us, pulling us out of the better parts of infinity where we want to be poetically. This is where we do West African freedom steps, pen in hand, in order to reach deep into your consciousness, just in case you lost yours. And it's just then that you begin to realize there's no compromise. When you are standing in a room whose floors are made up of melted slave chains that are made up of false stereotypes, when it comes to us and those outside who just happen to be hearing mere words that sound musical, when you gnaw at your floors, that's the award of the applause. Because those of us who do it, do this for more than just what you get verbally. We do this because we're drug addicts, and our drug happens to be poetry. And peace.
Mm-hmm. So
y'all,
King,
Kane?
Forever hidden. Today is my tomorrow, but I won't shadow fiascos. High lows with eyes closed, ill wills are hollow. Rise from the water, super soaked with a dry coat. Application delivered from a river of thoughts provoked. Prevention through ascension, come back as strong vengeance. Loose cannon standing at attention in blind dimension. Sign marks the cards on the table to bring a mark. Love breaks facades of dark hearts behind bars. Allow the haste to navigate to a place where evil wait. Gratitude embrace, some behavior grow weight. False representation, exposed through evaluation. Crafts of show and tell, mispronounced, exaggeration. Decline of fool's juice that is used to change rules. Stepping stones loose between cracks of tools abused. Visions are made, time to create, mark areas shaded gray. Living for better days, why keep your thoughts in a haze? Building of knowledge, a monument, some of these lies, y'all buying it. Knock on the door for guidance, although voices are silent, King.
Sheesh.
Chanter Ruth. Kiss upon a forehead that lingers long and dramatic like an African mother's tooth stuck. Lashes flutter closed, resting bashfully upon his cheek like a butterfly upon a rosebud. Lips raised to a pout like a bee sting's violently affectionate kiss. Eyes full body brandy brown as deep as pools for a lover to drown in. Veins, tendrils trace full form, captivating my attention like ivy roads in the direction of someplace good. Salt and pepper mainframe his face like my hands tingle to, yearning to paint tantric symbols too bold for a good mother to utter. A kiss just above the nose, portal opening, four eyes closed, two eyes wide open, becoming one word, kinetic in its momentum. A kiss upon a butter kiss hip that breaks the weak dam to a guarded, impatient, cerulean sea, primed and ready. Hershey kiss tip tits orbit her frame, high and tight like Saturn wears her rings. Hands expansive, sandpaper callous, thick skin protective, always strong enough to hold up the world atlas, raising up a garden sacred, raising up shared vibrations light, raising up my skin to goose flesh, raising my pulse, boiling my blood. My resolve wilts in your hands like my skin seeps through your fingers. And I am a woman undone, only held in place by the dominion of your embrace. And we let go, unfolding into a wholeness, big bang, brilliant and abundant. Undress me from the skin, expansive. Paint me in purple stars, magic. Be belligerent in your physical expression. Show me the glory of what only closed eyes can see. It's a universal experience, divine in its magnificence. Teeth touch and backbite, simultaneous deep dive, impaled to the hilt. Reminder, there is a paradise for pleasure that at times needs pain to fully be felt. Chocolate legs rest upon a shoulder, cocoa butter brawn that kush blood strong. He be Manalau's peak, I be Tamu my sea steep, so we erupt in a symphonic orgasmic relief. Then I am Makita, queen of Sheba, and I glow, drenched from head to toe in the golden reward of us becoming and we becoming. You hear me? She's called impatient. Balsam flower petals swollen to a pucker, overflowing nectar, sticky and beguiling like hummingbird sirens. I awake in my own drowning pool, but there is no you, only liquid proof of what you were meant to do. The chant of Ruth upon bended knee, thrown over with callous and caution and affirmation I chime. Someone is coming. Someone is coming. Someone is coming. Please let it be us next time. And that's that piece.
That's what's up.
Hey. Spin it back
hey,
around
y'all.
Again.
Dopeness tonight.
Dopeness. And doing is showing off again.
Oh,
yes, he is, ain't she? He took her socks off.
Mm-hmm. My socks off. Oh, man. Guys.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Y'all killed it.
Y'all killed it. Oh, my gosh. That was amazing. This is for you guys. Look, right here. Here we go.
Yes. That's for everyone that joined us. Wonderful speed round. Wonderful speed round. Thank you, Poetic.
Thanks.
Thank you, LaPrella Negra. Larry Maddox, for real. Lady A. J. Rob, thank you guys so much for hanging in there with us tonight. We appreciate you so much. That was amazing. That was amazing. All right. Wow. King, that was an amazing show. I don't know about you, but I'm inspired to hit the pen to paper.
Castle walls are shaking.
The castle walls are shaking, absolutely. All right. Do you have any closing words before we get out of here tonight?
Hey, tune in next Monday. You know what I'm saying? King and Queen's Court is happening. You know what I mean? So.
Absolutely.
Everything else that's coming through this week in the Epiphany Universe. Stay tuned. Be aware. Have no fear. We here. You know what I mean? So,
absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. I just want to take a minute to thank everyone that came in tonight. And, you know, our family, Epiphany family, thank you for a beautiful weekend. Thank you for a beautiful night. Some amazing poetry. We love you all. Again, tune in next week, Monday night, and every other night this week at Epiphany. There's always amazing shows that's going to push that pen and inspire your ink. And as always,
thanks.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Good night, guys.
Oh, my. They know who we be.